Somebody do me a huge favor. I want you... I mean, I was huge on protests many, many years ago. Let me shut this window. I chose the noisiest place to do this podcast. I was big on doing protests back in the 90s and raising flags and waving signs and things like that. I have one final idea for a protest, which I don't do anymore, unfortunately. If you can hear my voice, what I want you to do is to go down to the Home Depot, excuse me, buy a can of red paint, walk over to the Senate building, whichever in Washington, whatever that is. I don't have $1,000 worth of gas right now to to travel quite that far. Take that can of red paint, pour it on the steps of the Senate. Put your hands in that red paint. And if you got a kid, bring him with you too. When you put your hands in the red paint, walk over to the door of the Senate building and put your handprint on the door. This blood is at their doorstep. And I cannot state this strongly enough. This blood is at the doorstep of every politician in America. Because if they did nothing to stop it, then they were just as guilty of doing it. 19 children and a couple adults paid the price for the Second Amendment. And that is a scary statement because on social media, I'm seeing quite often in writing that people are saying that they laid down their lives for our Second Amendment right. How twisted is the information that you're getting? Because you can shut down this government with a keyboard. You don't need a gun. You don't have enough guns to defend yourself from this government. They have way more guns than you do. Way more bullets than you do. That they won't even have to use to subdue you. So to say that these people laid down their lives for your Second Amendment right is a waste. An out-and-out waste of blood, of life. These fourth-grade children. Fourth-grade children paid with their lives for you to own a gun that you think is going to defend you against a government which can blast a hole in your plaster and wood house with little or no effort. But you think that they paid the price for your gun, for your Second Amendment, when in truth, this government could be shut down with a keyboard. I have been saying for some time now that we suck. And I cannot state that strongly enough, that as a species, as a society, as a civilization, we suck. Every last one of us. We all failed. And as we sit quietly and wait for the next bullet to fly into the next school, remember that we suck. Louis Black had a line in one of his comedy routines. He says, "I don't know why you don't rise up and slay them." And then what makes it even more grotesque is that these people believe that this is okay. Your elected officials will speak this weekend, day after tomorrow, at an NRA convention. Isn't that a conflict of interest? No, not when you're okay with it. It's not a conflict of interest. And this country is okay with that. That's like an American president speaking at a Russian pep rally. Wouldn't that be strange? Wouldn't that, no, maybe it wouldn't be a conflict of interest if you're okay with it. This is grotesque. This is grotesque. I'm happy that there is hope. We as a people can't see that hope yet, but I'm happy that there is hope. And my faith is that it won't be in vain and they won't be forgotten, because not a bird falls from the sky without him knowing that bird's name and number. And we lost 19 little birds, babies, babies. They don't even, they're still losing their teeth. And if that's not strong enough for you, I did autopsies for a little while, and I know what a bullet looks like. It doesn't look like TV where they get shot in the shoulder and then they're back on the job a day later, or they're running through a hallway shooting 2 minutes later. That's not what a bullet looks like. In a grown human, there is an entrance, a small wound, and an exit, a large wound, even for a 22. And that's coming from a person who doesn't know much about guns, but I know a lot about autopsies. And let me tell you, the exit wound is the bad one. And the compression wave that expands inside of the cavity that the bullet enters makes the biggest mess. Turns it, the inside into outside, or just into soup. And that's what I saw every day at work. Didn't really see too many kids catch bullets, especially large caliber bullets. But I know from the few that I've done, when the child catches a bullet, the results are devastating. There's no ID. We would take a picture of the face, print it, and then show the family. There's no picture to print when a child gets hit by a large caliber bullet. There's nothing. You have to ID from DNA, from fingerprints, from personal effects and things like that. And this is the world we built. This is the country that we designed. This is what we want. That we think our gun is worth a life. Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? That is exactly what we wanted. We wanted a country that would routinely, nonsensically, sacrifice the lives of our children at the altar of the gun. This is a sacrifice. No different from when they were putting babies on a hot iron statue, in the arms of a hot iron statue, to let those babies die, burn to death. This is only 1,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago that they were doing this. It wasn't that long ago. I have a working theory. I've always believed that, because there was a time on this planet when there was more than one species of man. And they all lived together at one point. I have a theory that there is a reason that some of those species died out, and why the Homo sapiens were the survivors. Now, To answer the elephant in the room question, I know that they exist. It doesn't shake my faith in that small black book. I have a feeling that will be explained pretty thoroughly if we ever make it that far. But as these other species of men died out, I don't think they all did. There was interspecies breeding between the two, between the six or seven species of humanoids. And I believe that some of the other ones outside of Homo sapiens survive to this day. And that's why this is not a choice. They're not choosing for these children to die. They are genetically predisposed to believe that it is okay to sacrifice their children. And this goes back to the beginning of man, the first murder. You know what I mean? I don't think there's anything you can do that would convince them otherwise, that the slaughter of children is not okay. They believe it's okay. And I've never felt more strongly that, excuse me, that this country, this United States of America, will soon, much sooner than I thought before, will be divided into a very complicated divided into, because some states are over here and some states are over there. And it is going to be distractingly messy watching this country divvied up into multiple pieces. I am a father. I have four babies in the world. Three of those kids hate my guts. One of them is 12 years old and he doesn't hate me yet. But they're still out in the world. They're still walking around in malls and colleges and schools and diners and restaurants and coffee shops where anyone can walk in with a gun. And despite the fact that they hate my guts, I still love my kids. And they are out there in this world where their sacrifice is considered okay. How scary is that? My babies, your babies, are out there in the world. Even if they're 30 years old, they will always be your baby. And they're out there. And to be very honest with you, I don't know how I would handle a day like yesterday. I don't know how I would. That town is never going to be the same again. I live in a very small town of 5,000 people, but right up the street there is another town, Las Lunas, is about the same population density. About 15,000 people. That is, if you don't know this by now, they are woefully unprepared for a SWAT situation. Just volunteers and guys from around town. They don't have the police force to handle something, a single shooter, much less two, three, four, five shooters. They just don't have the resources. And these towns are everywhere. And it's scary because I think of that town and I think is not going to be a town much longer. You can't, Las Lunas is such a small town. Everybody knows each other. So when you get into that demographic where everybody kind of knows each other, I don't think that town is going to survive. It's too small and it's too, people are going to start moving away. There will be a great many post-life loss because you can't take a child from a family and then expect, very few parents survive that. Very few marriages survive that. I cannot imagine the level of loss that these fathers and mothers are having right now. It is a universal loss. You want to scream to the stars. Like I said before, I'm glad that there's hope. We suck. We suck as a people. And I'm sorry I didn't do more to make us suck less. I'll talk to you guys next time.